The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. Bob Chapman is with us, Robbie Noel. And is Steve gone? Okay. Thank you for your call, Steve. Mark in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Mark.
Well, the clock is still ticking.
Yep.
Robo-signings, they're still taking place. In fact, they've even got the gall to use the same name on them that they did before. Our cities and counties are still caught up in these questionable bond packages that was sold by these big financial firms where they bribed government officials to get them to accept the contract. MERS is still open and operating, last I checked. We got a ton of overbuilt commercial structures that are still operating with vacancies out the yin-yang. And we got Elizabeth Warren going to play in Lego World.
But
Now, what's this I hear about a federal debt ceiling compromise that addresses any of these problems? And the clock is still ticking.
It is. But, of course, they're not looking at the same clock you and I are looking at. We're looking at the Armageddon clock, and it's 11:59:59. They don't want to address it. They cannot address it. Bob, these people in government can't come out and tell anybody the truth any more than Ben Bernanke is going to come out and tell you that they're not going to be buying up any more securities or treasuries. They have to.
And that's true.
You know, so they're looking at a different clock, my friend. Mark, they're not looking at the same thing you and I are. They are in denial. And by the way, don't worry about the housing in this market that's sitting there idle. Don't worry about commercial enterprise or buildings that may be standing empty right now. The Chinese are coming. They'll save us. Yeah.
And inflation's what?
Well,
yeah, by the way, Robbie Song.
Robbie's gone? Oh, okay. Yeah, Robbie's gone.
I was going to ask you about that big pot bus they had down there. You heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. What was the latest on that? Who'd they ended up? In other words, who ended up possibly owning that thing or running it or whatnot?
Well, there were a lot of Americans that were hoping that they would set it on fire and they could get a cheap high.
Wind's in the wrong direction.
Okay, right, well. Well,
see you later.
All right. Thanks for your call, Mark. Tom in Pennsylvania, you're on with Bob Chapman. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Mr. Chapman, Friday, I believe the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange is opening up. What effect will that have, and how long will it take for the effect to start taking place? And I'll hang up now, and thank you. And, Robbie, good to have you back, even though I didn't say that before.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
It's hard to say how long it'll be before they'll be effective because they have to run their systems and make sure everything's going all right. But I think there'll be pretty good demand, and it'll give people in Asia an alternative, the COMEX and the LBMA in London. And so if I had to guess, I would say in a month, maybe two, I think the impact should be seen. And if they're operating 24/7, then they will have an effect upon the other two markets. So I don't think it's going to be long.
Tom, anything else? Okay. 800.
Check it off here.
800-313-9443. The lines are wide open. No question too big, no question too small. A lot of stuff to get into today. We'll do more of that right after this.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob, you write in your newsletter, we figure a debt extension bill is on the way, but it'll only cut about $150 to $200 billion a year in government spending. And I think what's the projection now that we're going to double the $14 trillion whatever in the next 10 years, and this government does not see a way to cut its expenses, so that's why we have dog and pony shows and theaters over caps in Washington right now. And you go on to say that if the Fed does not inject $850 billion into the economy, we're looking at a minus 3 to 5% GDP. And that's in addition to buying an additional $1.7 trillion in treasuries and other associated toxic waste. Now, Ben says the recovery is happening. It's slower than what he likes. And this is not meshing with what Mr. Ben Shalom Bernanke, Bob.
Well, I live in the real world. Ben is a servant of the black nobility, and he'll probably get his knighthood like Alan Greenspan did and walk on to this, into the sunset with billions.
Well,
and that's the way it works.
And you go on to say that the newest recession began a few months ago, or should we say a downturn in an inflationary depression, and there will be no recovery this year or next without that $850 billion and additional money being thrown into the economy. But no 3.5% growth rate, perhaps a minus 4% if we're lucky. And that should put unemployment close to 25% by next year. Those are depression.
And with the inflation involved, it'll probably take it up to 30%, in that time frame. And you're going to have inflation at 25 to 30% as well. Even if they're not that high, if they're both over 20%, it's bad.
Yeah, Bob, I've got to...
They're making no attempt to fix the economy.
They're
just protecting the banks and the Wall Street and the transnational conglomerates, which are controlled by members of the Illuminati. Everything else is going up the spout.
Well, and I'm going to run the risk of being boring by saying this again. There's one immediate quick fix that we can do. It's not the panacea. It's not the magic bullet. But if states were to fire up their own state banking systems, that would accomplish two things. Well, actually three. First off, we all know that the budgets, because tax revenues are way down in the various states, by running a state banking system, a portion of those mortgages, car loans, business loans, so on and so forth, credit extended to the public out there, that money would go into the coffers of the state to defray their operating cost. We know that. Now, as I said, is this a panacea? No, it's still a fiat system, but I would feel much better paying into the state coffer and keeping my own economy going in my own state rather than dealing with the madmen and the chicken people up on the hill. I almost said a bad word. but this is something that's doable, and it can happen right now, but it's not being done. And I am totally amazed because this is not going to get any better. If the revenues, tax revenues are down for the state right now and your infrastructure is crumbling, keep in mind that next to no money is going into maintaining your state's infrastructure. And, Bob, I think the figure that I heard is correct, that there needs to be about $3 trillion countrywide to go into the infrastructure just to maintain some standard of normalcy and functionability. And they don't have that money. They've got to find it someplace. So when we continue to dwindle down here, spiral down, more unemployment, more job losses, more houses on the market vacant, in other words, the economy just continues to go down, the states either have to face this now or they have to face it later. If they do it later, do you think it's going to be too late?
Yes, it will be too late, and the price on the other side in a deflationary depression will be just simply horrible.
What?
And it won't last for 5 years. It might last for 30.
I asked Dewhurst the question. No, he's not interested in competing with the commercial banks. Ricky Perry is interested in running for president. What a crew this is down here in Texas. And you thought LBJ is coming out of Texas to be president was bad.
I think he's going to have a very hard time because there's things that the public does not know about him that will be exposed when he runs for president.
CJ in Arizona. Hello, CJ. You there, sir? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What you're talking about there, John, that's Plan B. And no matter how bad things are when this thing finally crashes, it's going to be so much worse if we don't have Plan B ready.
Yeah.
What is the matter with everyone? How are we going to function if the dollar collapses or everybody says, oh, it won't just go away? But if we don't have Plan B now, then it is just going to be everybody will be shooting themselves. Forget about wanting to shoot you.
There'll be plenty of criminals running around, and the people that were honest people the day before are going to be hungry, and they'll be tomorrow's criminals. People don't like to starve to death. But in answer to your question, the people in the respective states should be pounding the living snot out of their state legislature because Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, he personally doesn't want to compete with the commercial banks. Well, who the hell is he? Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas. Who is Ricky Perry? Right now, he's the governor of Texas. But these people are, they're about as permanent as snow in Texas. This changes all the time. The problems still remain. The problems go from one administration to the next one. Just ask anybody in Washington.
Well, Ellen Brown has a website at Public Banking Institute, and I guess there are 15 states that are considering talking about it, but it looks like a good place to, for everybody to kind of get on board and get on their state. But anyway, the real reason I was calling was to ask Bob something. Bob, looking at the charts today, if the criminals at the CFTC won't stop the criminal naked shorts to do these flash crashes on gold and silver after they let it float up for a while, I always get nervous when it floats up because then I know what's coming. And then we have a criminal at the head of the Justice Department. Who can arrest any of them? Who can arrest the people at the top?
Well, you know, when you have a bankruptcy, and our country is bankrupt, you have a liquidation process, and those people would be included in that.
Well, who's in charge of arresting them?
Well, I think that sooner or later we probably will get some response from Congress, but if we don't, I'm sure that all those hungry people out there are not going to sit still and be happy starving to death, and they'll have nothing to lose, and they'll probably start demonstrating and rioting and maybe engage in things that we wouldn't expect them to.
Well, it's kind of like who polices the police. We just keep looking for somebody to make somebody accountable in the Congress.
Well,
they all ought to be arrested along with them.
Yeah, and once you arrest them, what do you put them in front of? A federal judge? Now, there is the most corrupt judiciary in U.S. history. They're not there for any other purpose but to protect that which feeds it.
The whole thing's just things from top to bottom.
Well, and you know what? People have said, CJ, that the system has to go down totally before it can be brought back up the right way. Because you're fighting all these little cancerous entities that are feeding off the healthy body. What am I talking about? What healthy body anymore?
Right.
You know, our labor. You know, these people are screwing around with our lives. I don't like this. I only have one life to live, and I've spent half of it fighting these clowns. You want to talk about a waste of labor.
Right. Battle fatigue. And I think even if a crash came tomorrow, even the people who are awake would be caught off guard because we're so tired of it, waiting. It's like, come on, do the collapse. I'm sick of waiting.
Well, and you know what? I've heard people say that before. And, yeah, in going on what I just said before, that the crash has to happen, we've got to pick up the rubble and rebuild. Yeah, we're getting antsy about that because we know that's what's going to have to take place. But a lot of people aren't looking at this in the correct way. For every day that you're able to function, for every day that you're able to convert something into something that you're going to need, is valuable time. And there's people listening to this network that still are not prepared. I mean,
well, I feel prepared, but I feel like if it drags out and it's a really long, horrible collapse, then we'll just use up our short food and our gold. We'll have to trade it in to keep it. And then eventually we'll just be done anyway.
Well, you're not going to be trading any of those guns and bullets, are you?
Hopefully not.
And hopefully once that storable food goes bye-bye, you're going to be in a position you're going to grow your own stuff for sustenance, correct?
Well, I'm in the desert. It's really hot. You can't grow anything. Everything attacks.
CJ, get the hell out of the desert.
I know. Now I feel stuck here, like just, oh, no.
Well, you can be broke and penniless anywhere. Just don't do it in some place where you don't have air conditioning. In the next 2 hours, you die of exposure. Not a good place to be.
Go down to the lake.
There you go. All right, anything else, CJ? Okay, 800-313-9443. Robbie only did an hour with us today to open up the phones for an opportunity for you to call. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
We're back. Let's go to Bob in California. Hello, Bob.
Hi there, John. It's nice to be on your program. I want to compliment you and Bob for the good work you're doing. I'm calling with what I think is a suggestion that's helpful. With unemployment rising and the homeless more dejected and shall say ill at ease, if we would eliminate this minimum wage foolishness, all of these people could find jobs of some sort. To restrict people, should I say, to have government people who have cushy jobs themselves, restricting other people from going to work when they're hungry, just can't be right. If two free people decide to enter into an agreement, it's nobody's business but their own. So that's my suggestion, which I think would be very helpful.
All right. Appreciate it.
What do you think of that? What's your opinion? I'd like a little feedback because it just came to me, and I haven't heard anybody else recite it, but it's a bit of stupidity in this day and time to keep a homeless man from taking a job at $5 or $6 an hour, which would help him regain his dignity and help him to find food, and he's put out of business, as it were, by a politician who's living on a cursed salary with a big pension at the end of his 20 years or whatever it is.
Yeah. Bob, you want to tackle that one?
Well, what happens is that you can't live on $6 an hour, even though it might be better than nothing at all. Yeah. And at that level, you're competing with over 15 million adult illegal aliens in the country who are already working for that kind of a wage or salary. And that situation is not getting better. It's getting worse. In fact, a lot of those illegals are leaving the country and going back from whence they came. I don't think under the circumstances it's workable.
Well, again, how could it be worse? In other words, you're using the force of government to keep a so-called free citizen from doing what he wants to do. In other words, if a guy wants to work for $5 an hour, that's his business. Yeah. It's not yours or mine or anybody else's.
Well, and when you mention the politicians, who's actually stopping this guy?
Well, the people, first of all, hark back to how the law came into being. The law came into being as a result of the union pressures to push the minimum wage up to where the union labor would retain its position.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you take that law away, now you have competition, and that competition erodes the union capacity to maintain wage levels.
That would, I believe, Bob, that would only work in more normal times, because what you have out there right now is an excess in labor. Your labor pool is huge, illegals included.
Well, now, see, the point I think I'm not making clear.
Yeah.
This would create jobs. I remember, you guys are probably both too young, but I remember when we had service stations where women could pull in well-dressed clothes and have gas pumped into their car, have their water checked and their oil checked their windshield washed. That's no longer available.
Well, and what you're talking about, things have changed dramatically since you were a young man. And I actually remember those days, pulling into a gas station with my mother behind. But what's wrong with it is simply this. They're not going to do it because everybody's trying to protect their bottom line profit-wise. Unless you own that gas station and you own that company that refines that gasoline to put in your tanks to sell to the public, you're just blowing in the wind there. That ain't going to happen.
I think we have a different point of view. I think if you gave good service, you would attract business. That, as a businessman, that's been the number one rule in business, provide the better service, and you get the customers.
I think women would be happy. Yeah, well, things have evolved to the point where that's no longer practical, Bob.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion, and you heard ours. Ours don't mesh.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. All I'm saying is that I think if we believe in freedom, which we presumably do, then as a free man, I should have a right to do what I want to do.
No,
not
I understand.
Somebody else.
I understand that. And I appreciate your call. Mr. Chapman, Bob is living in yesteryear, that a man makes his own decisions and he can chart his own course. We forgot something here, the control factor that's in on it. And it's just not the politicians. They're in the enablers. They're the ones that helped us into this position. But I think, Bob out in California, he's living in a bankrupt state. His legislature out there put him in that position. They have their sanctuary cities. California is a damned mess. Now, I would think that that would be one of the states, and I'll have to check the list here, that CJ mentioned, publicbankinginstitute.com, to see what Ellen Brown has to say, but I think California is one of the first states that should institute its own state banking. And new rules that the citizens of that state go after their state legislature and look, no more bailouts, handouts, no more sanctuary crap. You get rid of these illegals. This is our state. We want our jobs back. That would be a more practical approach. Would you not agree?
Well, I certainly would. But, again, I lived in California for 36 years, and that isn't going to happen. What's going to happen to California is it's going to break down financially and economically, and it's going to be a large war zone.
I'm afeard you're correct there. All right, 800-313-9443. I think we got Bennett coming up in the last half hour of the program. Wayne in Texas, hang on. We'll get to your call as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. I do believe we got Jeff Bennett here. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Are you there? Uh-oh. Wait a second. I'm being told. Wait a second. And he's there. There you are.
Is you speaking to me?
Yeah, I was speaking to you. What's up?
Oh, man, this has been an interesting day. I had to leave here for a couple hours this morning. Last night, I pulled a John. I tell you, I was so ill yesterday between heat, a little bit of humidity, atmospheric pressure, hour and a half before showtime, I couldn't move. I literally had to go to sleep.
Really?
And, yeah, I don't know what's going on, if it's something I ate or something I didn't eat or maybe I didn't eat enough. I keep thinking I'm getting pre-diabetic, and the doctor says, no, you're fine. And just drink a lot of stuff, and unfortunately it's water. I can't have the good stuff. And
it's called Arizona.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And it keeps coming over your way like it's arid Austin, you know.
Well, we got cloud cover. Heavy cloud cover today, but no rain. Hey,
we had that last night. We wound up with another dust storm and rain last night, and Robbie's got to be enjoying where he's located because he doesn't have to put up with that junk anymore. Just a face full of salt water, you know.
There you go.
Amazing. I got going early this morning and started going back and forth with two or three of our suppliers. I wanted to see what we've got going gold-wise. Our number one silver bulk silver bullion guy. His doors are back open again after a two-week summer hiatus, which opens up plenty of doors for, as Robbie had mentioned on his program a couple hours ago, we've got instant access to Canadian Maple Leafs, full boxes of American Eagles, as well as smaller orders, people who want to buy one, two, three rolls of Eagles or even Old Morgan and Peace Dollars, we've got good access to with great pricing right now. The gold has been interesting because it's out there, but it's tightened up a little bit, obviously, because of the movement in gold in the last week or so. I'm not unhappy gold settled down 12, 13 bucks today. That's great. It's just going to be beneficial to listeners of this program, to this network. And what we basically came up with, I realized we hadn't offered for about 3 months back since April, which is the Netherland Dutch 10 guilders. These are the queens. They're not the older kings that have gone through a degree of circulation. These are uncirculated coins that basically were minted up until 1932, when pretty much all the countries of Europe pretty well ended it. They weren't, and many of them, of course, had ceased production during World War One. The Netherlands, like most of the countries in that region, were in far better shape. They held out much longer. But the pressure to cease mintage of gold coin all over the world basically caught up with them, and they ceased to do it. Really a very good buy today, and we may have some adjustments to do because from the time we put this together, gold has kind of moved around a little bit. For people who want to buy, one, two, three coins, that's what they can afford. More than happy to do it. $350 per coin, each one. These are the heavy European fifth-ounce coins. These are heavier than the Swiss 20 franc and the French and the Italian lira, etc., for roughly the same kind of money. We're trying to do some adjustments on our packages when Bob is with us because the price has gotten so insane that we can't really do 20 coin packages anymore at the entry level. In the case of the Netherlands pieces, we are dropping to a 15 coin package, which will gain access to a 1 year's paid subscription or renewal or a gift subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. I get it twice a week by email, as many of our listeners do. Some choose to go for mail because they just like to have that piece of paper in their hand. I hate to say this. I don't want to upset anybody, but that's the whole problem in this country, John, is everybody's used to having that piece of paper in their hand. I want access to more up-to-date information, and personally, that's what I believe Bob's twice-a-week email renderings are all about. But we can pick up a 15-coin package at $5,205, a 30-coin package at $10,410. Each level along the way, the price drops a little bit. For folks who are positioning themselves and want to make larger purchases, I will work very diligently on much, much steeper discounts for those purchasing 50, 100 pieces, somewhere in between or over. But give us a call tonight at 1-800-691-7898. Once you get the voicemail, dial 1 for Jeffrey Bennett, dial 2 for Robbie Noel, and we'll be real happy to fulfill your order. These are great pieces. And if you've got questions about the silver, let us know. If silver is what your bag is, we'll get to work on it.
All right.
That's about going to do us.
As Robbie used to say, whenever that market drops and the gold and silver, that's a gift. I'm looking at the new floor being $40 an ounce for the silver, $1,600 for the gold.
Oh, I think that's very realistic. Wall Street had a little bit of an uptick today for Lord knows what reason. Wells Fargo is doing exceptionally well. A couple of the other big banks are not doing so well. Whether that had anything to do with it or not, I don't know. I don't care. It's all manipulated theater anyway.
That's right.
and look, I got to be honest. I wound up selling off 7 or 8 gold pieces yesterday. I had a need for a little bit of cash. I caught it then. I'm glad I caught it yesterday, not today. And there's some of that going on. There are some people who are taking some profits, and why not?
Yeah.
Take profits, turn around the next day when it drops 13, 15 bucks, buy in again.
The same game they play, you can play it as well.
That's right.
But you need good brokers to give you good advice. That's why we have Jeff Bennett and Robbie Noel.
Good deal.
All right.
Thanks. I'll be back up with Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. You've got some callers waiting, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they've got to say, man.
All righty. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it very much. Speaking of which, let's not hesitate here because you loaded up the queue. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, John. Good show today.
How you doing?
Good, man. Good. I am from the school of thought that says in politics nothing happens by accident, and that pretty much everything's orchestrated for a planned outcome. So I wanted to ask Bob, from the perspective of psychopolitics playbook, what's been the real reason for this, what I would call a kabuki dance between the Republicans and Democrats the last few weeks over the budget? Is there some behind-the-scenes pressure from the Chinese or other creditors? Or are they looking to spook the markets to a degree where a lot of people get scared and cash in 401ks and then so they could put those dollars into a safe, guaranteed FedGov annuity?
Good question. Why are they doing the kabuki dance, Bob?
Well, I think it's purely politics in preparation for the next election. Even Ron Paul said it's ridiculous, and it is. And they're dragging it out to the last moment, so to speak. And I don't think that it's going to have a lot of effect, because I know a deal will be made, because 95% of them take their orders for the same group of people. And that same group of people want an extension. That's obvious. And they also want an extension of QE3, because obviously they're not ready to take the system down yet. And as far as working to get the economy going, they're doing very little, if nothing. And it will continue to deteriorate. But as long as they're able to inject large amounts of money, no matter where it comes from, into the economy, it will hold up for a while. How long? Probably a couple of years, maybe. But I think by that time, inflation will be so high that they'll have to stop. And, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool them all the time. That's not the correct quote, but you know what I mean.
By the way, you know and who so, said that, don't you? Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe. It was too convoluted for me. I'm not an attorney, and he was, so
yeah,
what can I tell you?
Yeah. And your name's not Springsteen.
I'm glad I wasn't an attorney.
And your name's,
but anyway,
yeah.
The possibility of saying, gee, look at all the problems we had, and we had to borrow money from the federal pension plan, maybe it would be better if we offered people who have retirement accounts to get a government-guaranteed annuity with those accounts. And they might do it on a voluntary basis. And boobus Americanas would run up there with their retirement in their fist, saying, save me and give me this guarantee, not considering the government's broke.
More than broke. Broke is when you don't have any money. They've got massive debt. That's worse than being broke, and the only way out of it is dealing with the debt experts, all the people that make the debt instruments. You know, the old adage, you can't retire a debt with debt, is true. So, you know, Bob, nobody's been really talking about how they're going to pay the juice on all this money. You know, this is still going to have to bear interest someplace to somebody. They're not openly talking about that. You know, how much, the last figures I heard, with the $1.2 trillion that the IRS takes in, that just makes the interest payment on the money that we owed to the banks. Oh, by the way, that was before this recession/depression happened. So we've gone out of that box into I don't believe it realm, but nobody's talking about it. The banks must be paid.
Yeah, and the same thing's going on in Europe right now, too. And so what you do to solve that problem, you don't pay the banks. And supposing everybody said, no, I'm not going to pay any more income tax. I think they'd have a problem.
Well,
they'd put the whole country in jail.
Well, that'd be one way to do it. But again, you know, let me just throw that out there. Ellen Brown is right. State banking, the Fed can't be fixed. The Fed Reserve, I don't want to fix it. I want to get rid of it. The federal government, these people have lost their minds. You would almost believe that they're following a playbook on how to deconstruct and destroy America. You would think that they're reading out of a playbook and taking it step by step, because the insanity that's coming out of there. And the only reason I think that there is no salient points or no real solutions is because there is none. As long as we're dealing with the fiat people, as long as this debt keeps piling up, there is no answer. We revert back to A, get rid of the damn banks. You know, I mean, people don't get this. They don't understand how corporations work. I mean, people were all giddy, what, 3-4 weeks ago, Bob, when, well, a member of the House read into the record the Constitution of the United States. Guess what? That's what chartered corporations have to do every 20 years. Every 20 years, the charter for the Federal Reserve is renewed. This is what corporations do. Everybody got giddy going, oh, well, they're reading the Constitution. Isn't that great? No, it was the corporation doing what it had to do. Oh, it's amazing. Wayne, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Jim in Ohio. Hello, Jim.
How are you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, Bob, I was wondering, you know, this country was really started by entrepreneurs that started in their barns and their stables and built their own gadgets and inventions, and that's really what got this country so wealthy until everybody got it in their heads that they had to go work for somebody in the big cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking maybe we need to revert back to that mentality of being self-sufficient and do our business, in person instead of advertising on the Internet or in the newspaper, and keep things between people and keep the banks out of it.
Yeah.
Nice if you can do it, but people don't want to do that. Now, they all want an easy way out, and there are no easy escapes in this thing.
Well,
it's an absolute mess.
I like the point that Jim brought out, Bob, that now we're dealing with employers, mega corporations. I mean, we've got Dell Computer Corporation sitting right here in Round Rock, Texas. Now, when a company failed before, and notice I said company, not corporation, in a free market, you had competition. That's what kept costs down and product quality up. You had companies competing against each other. Not corporations, that they don't like the competition, they just go and destroy their competition, destroy the other corporation. See, these corporations don't like competition. They are totally against that. But if we had a country that we had companies that had 200, 300, 400, 500 employees, and 3,000, 4,000 miles away you had another company building the same kind of product, you see where I'm going with this. The corporation, nation state, is going to be our undoing. And Jim, I feel where you're coming from here. Because
well, it seems like everybody has gotten used to either sucking off the tit of the government, mm-hmm. or off of the tit of the corporation, and then when the corporations go bye-bye, everybody is just completely lost. They don't know how to survive without having a big, huge, mammoth institution to live off.
Well, let's check back with our politicians. Where's the antitrust, Bob? Where's the antitrust legislation? Where'd that go?
Yeah.
It's all gone. They don't. That's what corporatist fascism is all about. Concentration of monopoly and power, mm-hmm. because you're better able to manipulate the government that way.
You know, when I was growing up, Bob, we had companies. Yeah, we had corporations out there, but it wasn't, as I said, the corporation nation state. It wasn't the unholy triad of corporations, government, which is a corporation itself, Fed and state, but also the banks. Now you have the three working in concert that they don't give a damn about you, Jim, or me, or Bob Chapman, or anybody else. They care about their profits. Not the people that made them their profits. And that's what most people can't get their minds wrapped around. We made these people all this money with our labor. Look how they're treating us. They don't care. Because you know what? You know what, Jim? If you worked for that company, would you mind going to another company if you were good at what you did, no matter what you did? If you worked in the front offices, you worked on the assembly line, or you just swept floors, would you give a damn if that company went under? You'd just go over to the competition. It wouldn't matter.
That's the way it used to be in the 50s. You know, people would quit at one factory, they'd go work at another factory because there was plenty of industry in this country. And people's, it seems like everybody's happy whenever they see the stock market flourish. That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. That is the barometer for the stockbrokers, and that's about it. But, yeah, you're right. We had companies. We had jobs. We had people that stayed with companies until they retired. The company was loyal to the people and the people loyal to the company because they understood where their butter came from on what side of the bread. This has all been blown out the window. And, Jim, you hit the key thing. Industry, what we don't have anymore. It's gone. It's been hollowed out intentionally.
I had a great-grandfather. He started to work at a factory that was started on a farm back in the 1800s. And in 1900, they moved into the city, built a new plant, and he ended up retiring from that company in the 1940s. Mm. And he lived to be a ripe old age of 85, I believe, and died in the 50s, you know. So, you know, he had great job security, and, you know, he was a machinist. He was a skilled craftsman. But, you know, that company was in our city for, 100 years before they finally closed up.
Yeah. And these companies, and this has been a sad state of affairs, to watch the American people, the entrepreneurs, the people that are willing to take the risk to build the businesses. And it is a risk. But to see these people absolutely destroyed, unfair competition by the corporations. And when they couldn't beat you up here, then they decided to move their stuff overseas to even have it made even cheaper to come back here and smash their competition in this country. It's sick is what it is. You and I remember a different time, my friend. A different time. Jim, I've got to move on. Thanks for your call. Lester in Ohio. Hello, Lester.
The guy that can't get no gasoline? There?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. Well, I can drive around the block, and I can get my gas pump for me. But I'm just a hick from the sticks out here in Ohio, you know.
You mean they still have a service attendant?
Yeah, you can get full service, you know.
Get out of here.
If you need your tires checked, they'll come out of the garage.
Lester, what is this, a Sinclair station?
It's actually a Sunoco station.
You're kidding.
And it's also got the lowest gas prices around.
Now, how is that possible?
Well, it's a full service gas station. You can get your car fixed there. You can get towed.
You mean a full service gas station, not a little part of the building that's a Stop and Rob.
No, you can get you can get everything you need there. You know, if you need your air conditioner fixed, your tranny changed, you know, tires changed or fixed.
Lester, don't worry. There's a corporation moving close to you that will destroy that.
Well, you know, I think that the guy's got a pretty good business going there. You usually have to wait in line.
Really?
I mean, you know.
And you know what? People probably, you know, I didn't discount what Bob from California was saying. I was
I did give him a picture of a printout I got from I think it was Oregon gas station, where a guy had a sign in the window, gas 20 cents a gallon if paid in pre 1964 silver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
And so I gave it to him while Glenn just happens to take and be a collector, too.
Well, where are you at in Ohio?
Haskins, Ohio.
Okay, that is a small town.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's got its corruption, too.
Oh, it's... Are you kidding? As long as you got human beings living in that town, you're going to have corruption.
It's got city kitties and stuff. They even come clean out in the country to drive by my house and make sure I'm all right out here.
Well, bless their little hearts. Bless their hearts. Anything else, Lester?
No, you guys got it pretty well under control.
All right.
Other than that, I could use a little bit more rain for my garden.
Well, if we have any to spare down Texas way, we'll send it up to you. But
I got three bulging discs, and people are worried about my garden. They actually started yesterday, and the guy actually offered to take and send his kids over to hoe in my garden because he lives in the city and he ain't got enough room to even grow one.
I'll be darned.
Well, you know, I don't know how much extra I'm going to have this year.
Well,
I usually have two gardens in the front garden. You know, well, I guess I ain't supposed to grow one in the front yard anyway.
Yeah, so I've heard, yeah.
So it's growing up in weeds right now.
Well, you may want to take some of that labor. You may want to take some of that labor that's being offered and talk to the guy and just tell him, hey, look, you want to send your labor over here more often, we'll build you a nice little garden you can partake in some fresh country-grown food. All right. Bob, parting shots here.
Oh, boy. It's going to be interesting to see whether they put something together here. They probably will. And that's on the debt extension. And Europe's going to continue upside down. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to let them default, I think. And
Well, what happens when they let them default? Are they going to still strip? Is the bank still going to strip out the state's assets? The good ones?
No, because they don't have any legal right to do so.
Oh, really? So this had to be engineered through loans? This actually had to be put into a contract?
Well, it was bonds, but it didn't offer any collateral.
Uh-huh.
And so the banks will all be broke. And they're trying to figure out a way so the banks all don't go broke. Because then the system will come down. And they're racing around hither and yon trying to find a solution, and then I think the only one they can do is probably a partial default, and that would be like Greece reneging on 50% or 63% of their debt. And they offered to do that about a year ago, and the Germans said, no, we want it all. Our banks, you know, they want it all. You owe it to us.
Well, in this country, Bob, there have been trillions thrown at these institutions that are too big to fail. And it would seem to me that this was a plan right from the start to starve out the economy, to drive it exactly where it's at. Because out of those trillions, what was not put in the hopper for the public's use was more of a credit line, which they could have actually made money off of, loaning money to businesses, you know, for people to buy mortgages. Well, I don't know how that would fly. Or buy a car, let's say. But anyway, make the loans. When I saw that there was absolutely no money flowing to middle America, which represents the true backbone of this country, supplies more than 70% of the jobs, you know, I recognized right then and there the fix is in.
Well, you're absolutely correct.
Well.
And that's a wonderful way to end the program.
Yes, it is. And Bob Chapman, thank you so much, my friend. I will see you back here next Tuesday.
I'll be here.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And, folks, give Republic Trading Group a call. You heard Jeff Bennett. You can hit one for Jeff Bennett, two for Robbie Noel. Yes, Robbie is open for business. Even though he's living down there in Mexico, he can still take your order as well. So we appreciate all of you folks being here. Folks, seriously, buy your gold and silver. Do what you need to do to survive. Make your plans and do it. Do not procrastinate anymore. Any day above the gopher hole here in God's plain sight is a gift to you. Take advantage of it. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is